stay alert. The roaring lion and the standing saint. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him. Firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. Peter doesn't sugarcoat it. He doesn't tell us to ignore the enemy or pretend he doesn't exist. Instead, he gives us a warning that every believer needs to hear. You have an adversary. The Greek word for adversary is antidikos, a legal opponent, someone who stands against you in court. The devil isn't neutral. He's not indifferent. He is actively working against you. But notice what Peter calls him. A lion who prowls and seeks to devour. He's hunting. He's strategic. He's looking for the weak, the distracted, the isolated, the discouraged. Lions don't chase the strongest in the herd. They look for the straggler, the wounded, the one who's wandered off alone. That's why Peter's first command is, be sober-minded. Be watchful. To be sober-minded means to think clearly, to have your spiritual wits about you. It's the opposite of being spiritually drunk, distracted, numb, asleep at the wheel. How many believers have been devoured simply because they weren't paying attention? Too busy to pray, too distracted to read the word, too isolated from community, too prideful to ask for help. The enemy loves a distracted believer. He loves someone who thinks they're fine when they're actually drifting. Sobriety is vigilance. It's saying, I know I'm in a battle, and I refuse to be caught off guard. The Greek word here is gregoreo, to stay awake, to be alert. Jesus used the same word in the Garden of Gethsemane when he told his disciples, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The moment you think, I've got this, I don't need to be on guard, is the moment you become vulnerable. Peter doesn't say run from the devil, he says resist him. James 4:7 echoes this, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Notice the order. Submit to God, resist the devil, he will flee. You resist the devil by being firm in your faith, not by your own strength, not by willpower, but by standing on the promises of God, the truth of his word, and the finished work of Jesus. When the enemy whispers lies, you're too far gone. God can't forgive that. You'll never change. You respond with truth. I am washed by the blood of Jesus. There is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. He who began a good work in me will complete it. Faith isn't passive, it's active resistance grounded in God's truth. Peter ends with a powerful reminder, the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. You're not the only one facing temptation. You're not the only one struggling. You're not the only one under attack. The enemy wants you isolated. He wants you to believe you're alone in your struggle, that no one else would understand, that you're uniquely broken. But Scripture says you have brothers and sisters all over the world who are fighting the same fight, and they're standing firm. And you can too. Here's the hope. The devil is a defeated enemy, he roars, but his teeth have been pulled. Colossians 2:15 says Jesus disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Yes, he still prowls. Yes, he still seeks, but he cannot snatch you out of the Father's hand. He cannot separate you from the love of Christ, and when you resist him, he must flee. Father, thank you for warning us about the enemy. Thank you that we don't have to face him in our own strength. Holy Spirit, keep us sober-minded and watchful. Help us resist the devil firm in our faith. Remind us that we're not alone, that believers all over the world are standing strong in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, the lion may roar, but the Lion of Judah has already won. Stand firm.